ceremony, whether it's in the church or in the home, is usually called a, when a person is buried, is usually called the
funeral.
And when a family has had a loss, they say, well, they are in
sorrow at this time. Call it lost or beloved.
All right. Any other way, mourning? Do you ever use, would you ever say to be in mourning?
Well, now that hadn't been expressed in this part of the country in a long time. But I want to say this, and all, but people used to mourn and until I was a grown fellow. When one died, some of their folks in the community, the women folks would wear black for a long time and did that. But mourning, since sometime in the 1920s and the early 30s, was such thing as mourning or writing up a good piece about somebody passed on or some loved one. I had something here I'd left for Alvin where my grandmother used to keep where people wrote good pieces of folks, you know, that had passed on and they'd keep it in it. Well, now they have quit. They quit that long back in the 30s. I don't know of anybody. I was thinking here a while back, last time I knew anybody went in the morning was some back in the latter part of the 20s, early 30s, ever since I know anybody to go in any kind of morning.
I see. All right. And what about in different ways to answer, how are you, if you're feeling pretty good shape? How would you say that? How are you?
Are you all right today? Did you have a good night, or did you have a good day? If you meet them at night, did you have a good day?
All right. What would be some of the answers to that?
Well, I had a bad night, or I had a good night. I had sweet dreams, or I had bad dreams, or I had an awful bad day.
What about some of these words? How are you? Oh, tolerable.
Tolerable, yeah. Well, I'm doing tolerable. I'm just dragging along.
Pretty good. Would you ever say pretty good, thank you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, what about middling?
Well, and that is very, that was very much expressed. They say, well, what do you mean by that? He said, well, I ain't well and I ain't down. That's what he said I call middling.
Middling, all right. if someone is troubled about you and thinks you're not well, you think you're all right and you don't want to be bothered, you might say, oh, I'm all right. Don't
worry about me.
All right. And a disease of the joints that old people sometimes get.
Well, it's called, or used to be called rheumatism, but nowadays it's called other things. It's several different things that gets in the joints these days. But way back in you might never know nothing on such thing as rheumatism. Little doctors got learned more and learned what to do, but it still is a disease that gets in their joints that nothing never cures. That's one thing that, about my right knee here that will never be cured.
And is that a rheumatism?
No, it's not a rheumatism, but it's caused the bone and worn off, and it's got some kind of deteriorating bone and the muscle in that leg.
Arthritis?
They say there's some form, but they don't know exactly. But this leg is deteriorated. You see, I ain't got no muscle. I mean, no. See there, how it's gone? And it starts right here. It's from right here. That's where it starts. As it's been deteriorating from there down for 8 years.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's some kind of deterioration of affliction of some kind. Of course, part of the bone is wore off around the knuckle, and if they put another piece in there, a steel plate, well, then I'd have to drag that foot all the time. And that's the reason I haven't let it be done.
What about a disease that children get that makes their jaws puff out?
Well, the mumps would be one thing for it.
And a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat.
That would be called a septic sore throat, and such like, I think, something
right
on that order.
What about one that's